minutes.
It's live right now.
Well, let me reload it. I got ad block. Okay. All right. So this, no, it says waiting for Guamgo.
It's up. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's up.
It's just waiting for Guamgo.
On my end, I mean, YouTube.
Oh, okay, now it's up. It's up. It's up. Okay. Okay, so we're going to use this live stream to address the resurgence of accusations and allegations that have come up regarding me recently. So Guamgo will be streaming this. We're going to have a little spread list in the live stream chat so you guys can refer to specific words that we use. For example, we can't say the word pred, we'll use the word diddy. We can't say, you know, we'll use grom, and I think you know what grom would mean. In terms of illicit material as well, that's obviously cheese pizza, but we're not going to use the actual term, so, you know, this live stream doesn't get taken down. But yeah, if you see my recent video, I got banned on Twitter, so the problem is right now, without a platform on Twitter, there isn't exactly anything I can do to counter, like, lies or misinformation spread against me, and for that reason, I'm going to be doing another video covering some very large topics, hefty topics that have been brought up in a document that has been made against me recently. Now, lots of people see this document, it's 112 pages, and they try and claim it as the Holy Gospel, despite at least half of the document just being one screenshot per page. And also, it's selectively obfuscating a lot of context that I want to, like, touch upon in this live stream, and also go way more into detail on in my main video. My main video will be 20 minutes, so people won't try and claim that I'm, like, milking anything, or that people won't get, like, disinterested and click off, because I really want to get my main points there. So, For those of you who don't know, Dupe was someone who I was messaging throughout September 2023 all the way to essentially March 2025. So for that over a year period, they had in their bio at the very start that they were 16. And let me go give you this. So it was a believed at the time 1 year 11 month age gap. In 2023, at the end of 2023 to very early 2024, they claimed to be 16. Then they claimed to have to turn 17 on the 10th of April 2007. So I was entirely under the belief that they were 1 year 11 months younger than me. Of course, as highlighted in my The Truth video that came out, essentially what happened was they were 6 years 11 months younger in actuality, and when I found this out, I ceased all, like, sexual based messages. I went to a bunch of my close friends and I vented, like, how bad and disgusting this made me feel, because someone who I had trusted for all this time, you know, turned out to be significantly younger. And this of course was given to, you know, I spoke to Schlepp about it, spoke to Green Lego Cats about it, spoke to a lot of people, and we all agreed that it was a massive, massive screw up. Obviously, screw is, it was an F up, a really big one. It was egregious DMs, in terms of, like, you know, how sexual they were, and, you know, it was a situation I really do regret. Now, I'm going to be giving a lot of screenshots to prove that there was a massive base behind the fact that I knew, I believe I was under the belief that they were 17. And the UK specifically has a clause of reasonable belief. Let me post this all in here. I was reasonably under the belief that Dupe was 17 years of age. AOC, the age of consent in the UK, is 16. So, while at the start of their messages, I was 18 and I believed them to be 16, it was then 19 and 17. The age gap between that is almost negligible. A 1 year, believed 1 year, 11 month age gap. And I believe fully that I was speaking to a fully consenting 17 year old. When they told me on the 25th of March, 2025, that they were, of course, 12 turning 13, I cut them off, as any person would do. Now, I have fully taken accountability, of course, for the fact that I should have asked for ID verification, either provisional driver's license, or anything like that. I was far too trusting, extremely too trusting, in the fact that, you know, of course, they were 17. A lot of these screenshots I'm sending Guamgo right now involve him talking about his job occupation at Audi, and Audi allows 16, 17, 18 year olds to work for them. So that added, of course, credence to the fact that they were employed. They stated how they did their GCSEs and they're going to next year. and someone can attend college in the UK at 18. So there was a lot of credence towards the fact that obviously I was under the belief that they were 17, and a lot of their friends, such as James Sir and others, can also attest that Dupe had lied about his age. Of course, retroactively as well, looking back, this situation does not make me a predator or a grom, because you cannot be retroactively reframed as a grom due to sexual messages being sent. You can be criticized for being overtly negligent and also not doing the right steps of verification. However, there was no sense of malicious intent or actions here. So we're going to break down necessarily what this document is trying to accuse me of and the logical fallacies that are in play. And I'll touch a lot more of that in the document. But I really want to hit it to home in regards to you guys that I really did believe that this person was born in 2007. So I'm showing a lot of screenshots to Guamgo right now, and he will be sending it on stream. What's highlighted in the red boxes is him talking about how he was 16 in the past, using past participles. Me basically stating how he was 17 to further add on to the fact that, you know, I believe them to be 17. And also one of the main situations as well was, of course, when he linked his, was coming to me and stating, can I have help with reporting my face, which is found on this docs? And what had actually ended up being the case was that he faked this docs of himself. All the information is completely censored, by the way. And apparently there was, he was actually faking the fact that his mother got arrested for domestic violence, child neglect, and drug alcohol abuse.
Careful.
Oh, sorry, yep, yeah, sorry. Not Diddy activities, other activities, okay, just was very not nice to them. And this, of course, added credence to other stuff very soon, but of course, the images which were linked to this looked like any other, like, teenage person, so I was entirely under the belief that this was them. Now, let me send the rest of these screenshots. They had sent this to me in August, meaning that we originally started. So we got in contact in 2023, September. Then many, many, many months later, they were engaged in a relationship, July 2024. Then they sent what I believe to be images of them via this docs on them, which I was going to report in August. So we were planning that there was talks about why don't we meet up when we get to know each other better. And in those instances, I had always prefaced to Dupe that I wanted to, wait, sorry, did I say anything which would be picked up by YouTube censors?
Oh, quick question. I have to censor Dupe's face, right? Or supposed face.
No, that's not him. That's not him. That's not him. That's just a meme reaction image he put in reply.
So do I? Okay. Oh, so I could show that on YouTube, right?
Yeah, that's not him. That's not him. The blurred one was what he was claiming to be him. He said he took it off some like Discord, whatever. I, of course, at the time when he sent it as well, image reverse searched it, and it came up with nothing. So of course that made me think, okay, this is most likely him. And when someone is telling you over the course of many, many months, he even attested himself, it was 1 year, 8 months of him stating that he was this age, you're going to have a lot of trust in someone like that, that they wouldn't lie to you and screw you over that badly. And when he did make his apology in March, late March 2025, he did acknowledge how much that would mentally screw with me. Of course, that doesn't detract away from that I should have absolutely done more in, you know, asking for his ID verification. Will never, ever transpire again under any circumstance.
You just cut out, by the way.
Yes, sorry, my terrible mic. But yeah, it doesn't detract away from the fact that I absolutely did miss. And moving forward, of course, I am absolutely always asking for ID verification now, as to make sure a situation like this never happens again. Here, of course, is proof, which I'm going to send to Guamgo as well, on the 24th of August, where he claims that they had images from him from when he was like in 2021 and 2022, to which I stated, why do they have images? You know, 2021. He's on record having stated that he was 13 in 2020, which of course would make him 17 in 2024. All right. So, what I really want to get into first is, of course, shutting down the idea that it was a one-way, emotion-dependent relationship. So, a lot of what you see between me and Dupe was venting about like suicidality or stuff like that. Okay, I won't use big words just so YouTube doesn't shun the video, but it was a lot about us venting about our personal problems. And the document that was released tries very, very, very hard to openly lie and claim that it was one-sided. Now, this is completely factually untrue. And before we get to the SH situation, which is self, you know, we've got to bring up the dynamic between me and Dupe. So, a lot that is obfuscated in this exposed document on me was the fact that I did my best to help Dupe when he was in a position of suicidality and was, you know, relapsing quite a lot. So I'm going to show a lot of examples right now, and Guamgo will tell me when it will be shown. There's a lot of screenshots for him to show. So we'll start with these. Guamgo, tell me when you show both these screenshots on.
First screenshot.
This one.
First screenshot's already on stream right now. Second one, gonna need a minute. Oh, you want to show all these at the same time on stream?
Just those two currently.
Okay.
And then we'll just wait until you put those on there. By the way, guys, make sure to like and subscribe on Wango's stream. Get him to 100,000 subscribers so he gets a verification badge, so he won't need to face any more stupid strikes or anything like that.
It's on stream right now, but I'll explain what Parlo means with strikes probably around the end of the stream. Or in the
future. Yes, because there is a lot to discuss. There's a lot to discuss. Okay, so what you can see right now, of course, is examples of me basically, you know, telling Dupe, okay, make that relapse timer go up, because that timer resets every time he SHs him. Okay, so a lot of these examples are me. He never expressed personally to me that he was ever uncomfortable by me venting, and that was a transparency issue. And I had always made and ensured that these conversations, I never made him uncomfortable. And of course, when, you know, sexual topics arose, I always made sure to have his consent, because at the time, once again, I believed him to be 17. I'm not making the argument, of course, that, you know, because he was in actuality 12 to 13, that, you know, they can consent at that age. But once again, no amount of retroactive reframing will change the fact that at the time of these messages, I believed that I was speaking to someone who was fully comfortable consenting and was a 17-year-old. When I realized that they weren't, I cut them off. You see the problem here. There's a fallacy going around that, well, because they were actually 12 to 13, that I'm some kind of Diddy blood or a grummer, okay? That's not the case. That's not the case under any circumstances. When I came to terms with the fact that he was actually 12 to 13, when he told me outright, the only thing I told him was show all proof, of course, that I was under the belief that he was 17, and then I cut him off there. We only regained contact with Dupe after he had gone onto Pyrocynical's subreddit to obfuscate the fact that, of course, he lied about his age. That, and he has taken expressed accountability for that, because the Diddy blood, and of course, still made that post. Of course, I'm not using that to deflect away from my own problem, and that was the fact that I didn't ID verify him. Of course, there is no excuse for that, and don't excuse me for that, because that was a complete F up on my part. Because I know from any outsider how this may look. It looks terrible to an outsider, but I assure you, with the actual context, which is actually taken in, and when it's fully explained, it will add a lot more background and crucial context to why I, you know, what was actually said. So there's more examples. So this document, of course, tries to frame it as a, you know, a very one-sided, emotional dependent relationship, which was not the case. And a lot of times I had openly, sorry, let me get the screen, because I have like an entire document just compiling a bunch of stuff. A lot of these instances, I had always, you know, empathized position. I also had told him to keep his diet up and not engage in unhealthy eating practices, such as, you know, anorexia. I always encouraged him to never, under any circumstance, self-harm. I said, SH, yes. Okay. In these screenshots I'm sending to Wamgo, of course. You can literally see me basically telling him to, you know, eat more. And also, another thing that also completely dispels the idea that I was ever gromming him was the fact that quite literally, grommers break down boundaries. They completely overstep boundaries. They, under no circumstance, ever take into consideration the how comfortable the person's feeling or their consent. And also, they try and attempt to isolate them, to use them for their own personal disgusting desires. Under no circumstances was this the case between me and him in these DMs. I had always told him to speak to more people, rekindle his relationship with his family, and make new friends. Under no circumstances was I ever trying to cut off from anyone, to control who he was speaking to, or to isolate him from anyone. Any inference of that is completely BS. It is just completely false. Once again, here's more examples of me basically saying, how often do you speak to friends? I oftentimes questioned him on friends to ensure, of course, that his social skills and social ability prospers, because at the time I believed him to have been 17, so I found it pretty odd how, you know, he was so shut in all the time and didn't speak to anyone. And I resonated a lot with his position. So I'm not very good with social skills. I, of course, wanted to ensure that he wasn't going to fall into the same pit trap that I was. Again, more proof that I wanted him to have a balanced diet. You can look at a lot of these screenshots to read it, if you will. If I were to go over each and every single screenshot, we would be here for hours. That's just how many examples of, like, me trying to help him there are. And I'm not saying this undoes, you know, my negligence in this situation or how emotionally impulsive I was when I first addressed this all, but to try and obfuscate this in this situation is just so callous. And the people who made the document know exactly what they're doing, and they're watching it right now. Hello, buddies. How are you doing? But
yeah. There's a lot of people in the chat confused, so I think maybe what we should do, a little summary of what's going on, just a quick TLDR.
Okay. Do you want to do it in case I, like, accidentally say, like, a hit word?
Yeah, okay, so more or less, past couple of months, I think it's safe to say months, right? Months, right, Parla?
Past couple months, yeah.
Okay, so the past couple of months, there's been this group of people that have been going after Parlo for a relationship that Parlo had with what he thought was a 17-year-old boy. Since Parlo's in the UK, it's and Parlo was, you were 19 during the relationship, right? Right?
18 at the start when they were 16, 19 when I believed them to be 17.
Okay, so
1 year, 11-month age gap.
1 year, 11-month age gap. Okay, so that age gap is entirely legal. Now, contrary to what some YouTubers like someone I spoke about in one of my previous videos, documentary, they called it a pedophilic age gap. Not necessarily relating to this situation, but another situation. I'll get to that in one of my future videos. But more or less, this group of people have been attacking Parlo, spreading lies about the situation, twisting chat logs, excluding certain context from certain screenshots to basically make Parlo look like the second coming of a German painter or
yeah, and this is a very important phrase that a lot of you should probably use as a rebuttal in case it ever comes up. Retroactive reframing. It's where they reframe logs from the past. For example, in this situation, when I couldn't have ever possibly known that he was 12 or 13, and then try to twist it in a way that it makes me look Diddy-ish. Diddy-ish, regardless. That's retroactive reframing in its best ability here. Every YouTuber with half a brain, Ruben Sim, Green Lego Cat, Schlepp, sure, the DMs are like extremely degenerate, of course. But they know that there was absolutely no proof under any circumstances that I actually knew that he was significantly younger than he claimed to be. It was a clear-cut case of deception and catfishing, and I don't want Dupe to be hated or harassed, because you're going to make the situation 20 times worse, and I don't hate Dupe anymore under any circumstances. I do wish he's getting better. I know that he's taking a break from the internet. I would love to talk with him again so he can confirm that his admissions, of course, were not, he was never pressured or extorted into any admissions, which a lot of people are trying to claim to He takes accountability for what he did. But the point here is, he did a lot wrong, and I did a lot wrong. That does not make him a terrible person, because he is 13, okay? There's plenty of time for him to change and grow as a person. He's not like Mustache Man, German Man, Evil Man, Diddy Man, that. But to frame this situation as callously as, I got catfished, therefore I must have retroactively known that this person was significantly young, and therefore I did our blood, is just absolutely freaking stupid. Okay, I have to make sure I don't swear. It's very dumb.
It's very stupid. It's very stupid. Have you shown these screenshots right now? The most recent ones.
Second most.
The ones where I'm telling him to engage in social contact and speak to more people. That's crystal clear proof that I was never, under any circumstances, attempting to constrain him or isolate him from speaking to other people, which is something a lot of Grommers actually do. A lot of Grommers want to have full control over the person that they're manipulating. They don't want them to speak to others. They want full, complete, ungoverned control over the person that they wish to manipulate in order to solicit them, in order to manipulate them, in order to get them to do things, of course, which they know are bad. And this just simply was not the case. There's a lot more examples of where I have actively... It was not a case of isolation or control. It essentially was just a case of me and someone who I believe here in the same boat, close in age to me, communicating and basically helping. It's verbatim. Also, during the interview that he had with someone as well, he straight up denies... and me ever telling him to be secretive about this. The only time I ever basically and I think Maple, if you're in chat, say yes. Yeah, no, Maple Shakes. Yeah, everyone look at the user named Maple Shakes quickly. she states, so I vented a lot to Maple as well about a lot of my problems, and I always, you know, stated to Maple, can we keep, you know, can you obviously keep my venting in private, not release it? Because a lot of bad people, like XD Gamers friends at the time, would take those logs, make fun of me, use it to go after my vulnerabilities and stuff like that. Maple can attest in chat. So look at Maple if you can attest in chat that, you know, that stuff does happen. And I have spoken about that. I've got a couple document, but that was the only time when... I had told Dupe to essentially, you know, keep my thing, you know, private. I preferred people not to make fun of me, of course, for any, you know, vulnerabilities I had, which they've done before. So, yeah, look, Maple confirms in chat as well. So, let me... Someone maybe get a soundbite of that so I can put it in the video, perhaps. Okay, so... Let me go and address, I think, the main thing, which, of course, is the fact that we attempted to... Oh, well, not attempted, actually, under any circumstances, but we were planning, of course, to meet up. There was no attempt. We were planning to meet up. This was discussed only after me and him had come to succinct agreement, you know, that I could further verify what he looked like. So let me get these screenshots, first of all. And then we'll go back to me, of course, you know, attempting to coincide with him, help him through, you know, times where he needed help and stuff like that. So let me get these quickly. Let me scroll down. So a very large point of this document, it attempts to claim that I'm trying to circumvent parental things here in order to essentially meet up with Dupe without his parents' knowledge. And to anyone who sees this example, to anyone who you know, sees this screenshot, it looks bad, undoubtedly. I mean, if I saw this, it looks fucking bad. Show that screenshot. So, you know, yeah, this looks bad. However, the document and the person who actually has access to these logs systematically did not bring up why I had completely distrusted his parents' capabilities in regards to Dupe. Not only did I believe that Dupe was 17, but according by what he was stating himself, his parents monitored absolutely everything he did. By his own logic, they were emotionally a blue sieve to him. They would yell at him, make him cry. They would even install like malware onto his phone to find out everything about where he was going and stuff. It was extremely, extremely weird behavior. And I'm going to show a lot of these examples right now. This, from what he was stating himself about his parents, made me deeply entrust, you know, obviously, what he was, you know, I mean, what his parents' true and motives and intentions here were. Verbatim here on the 2nd of October 2024, I'm seen stating myself that, you know, such obsessive and weird behavior. Dupe himself is literally insulting his parents here and stuff like that. Way more screenshots to show. And of course, as well, he was stating that his parents, you know, heavily Catholic and they were, you know, bigoted. And he said something that very much concerned me at the time on the, I believe this was either early August or the 8th of July 2024. They stated, if they found out about me, you know, speaking to someone of the same gender, I would be burnt at the cross. That was deeply concerning and a very large factor to why I completely distrusted that the parents had the right intentions here, because he was openly stating that he would get very large ramifications and would be possibly punished in case of anything, you know, transpiring, which is very odd. And in here's him basically stating, if we ever met, they'd get very angry. So that was extremely, that was extremely puzzling and troubling behavior right there. And let me show you other screenshots of what Dupe was stating as well. Here's him stating that they installed parental controls and he only found out 9 days ago. Let me find that screenshot quickly. Here we go. There's no fall off happening. I'm defending myself against and also completely taking out of context allegations. Him as well stating that his dad was yelling at him and locking him in a car. Okay. That's being completely obfuscated from all of this as well. So, I think you guys can quite possibly understand now why I stated what I stated. He's openly stating that his parents have a criminal record, a criminal history, and are also abusive. So, you can perhaps understand why. Can you ban the user in chat who's making jokes about this? It's not predatory. Guys, I'm going to rephrase it again. I'm going to reset again to all 800 of you. Look in chat. Please do your research. Dupe claimed to be 17 when I was 19. Dupe later turned out to have actually been catfishing and was 12 to 13, to which I cut them off. Can anyone in chat please comprehensively go over how that would be predatory? Exactly. It was a comprehensive case of catfishing, comprehensive case of being lied to. It was not predatory. It was not grooming allegations. It was nothing like that. Can you also ban the user in chat who's spamming as well? Also ban Status God as well, because he's just making jokes about the situation, which is openly also
I feel like it's extremely weird to make jokes about something like this, especially with a situation where like a YouTuber who literally calls out stuff like this is being labeled, falsely labeled a PDF file, essentially. Situation where he was, like, lied to.
Yeah, ban Status God permanently. He's openly just making jokes about the situation. Ban the guy who's spamming chat as well. I think there needs to be more mods.
Yeah. I'll give some more people a moderator real quick.
Yeah.
Some people are messaging me about it, about giving them mod earlier. I just kind of couldn't respond.
Like, okay, one in chat, if it's just insane that a situation as egregious as this catfishing is retroactively reframed in where I am being currently defamed predator. And I mean, a lot of these people who are making these claims are children who want an excuse to hate me. I've seen a lot of these comments on Twitter. A lot of these users are openly basically boasting currently that they have a valid reason to now dislike me. And a lot of this is SaberSpark situation where SaberSpark had someone come out basically claiming that he SA'd them. And a lot of these users were openly basically mocking. They were basically mocking the fact. They were actually celebrating the fact that this person was allegedly victimized by him. Completely just spreading to what?
DMs, real quick.
All right, sure.
What do you think about that?
I feel it's necessary just to get this out, as long as, you know, that stuff's not mentioned. But,
Under
no circumstances, yes, I know. Okay. I know. Okay. But, yeah, this is not a case of, predatory actions. I want to hear, does anyone else systematically agree with the analysis that I've brought up currently and actually genuinely think that this is a case of predatory behavior? Anyone of you has the mic right now? We've got a UTTP, he does.
Yeah.
That guy actually was part of Skibbity Farms as well. Does anyone systematically agree that a case of, Harry Twink was, Dynamic Dragon, why are you, deciding to, step up and try and make these claims? Dynamic Dragon, you dated an 11-year-old when you were 14 turning 15.
Yikes.
How do you feel about that, Dynamic Dragon? So yeah, a lot of these people who are making these claims, actually, you know what, let's get to addressing people who make these claims, because it's about time we do that. I'm going to make a video that's going to go a lot more into detail, using a lot of actual, really logical rebuttals. Of course, I will take accountability, and I'm not going to focus on, in any circumstance, putting down Duke or anything like that. That's not the case of what I'm trying to make anymore, or any case. Dupe did do a lot of mistakes, but he's willing to change and move on, and he's taken steps to get off the internet and improve himself, which is very commendable. And I don't feel like calling him out for any of that behavior is warranted anymore, because a lot of this stuff I just need to personally address myself. So a lot of these accusations are coming from a user named Nats on Twitter, NatsPop. Now, NatsPop is a person, and I'm going to show it right now. He's making absolutely egregious claims on Twitter, and they're getting hundreds of likes, where he's trying to call me a grommer who tried to meet up with a 12-year-old. Now, under no circumstances does he claim that Dupe has lied in any of these sentences, so he's spreading libel. Libel being the fact that it's defamation written online. So he's spreading libel slander against me, and he's verbatim calling it diddy-philic actions to a 12 to 13-year-old. Okay, I can't even take this seriously. This guy, and by the way, we have a full call with him where he had openly said that he was wrong in calling me a diddy in regards to this situation. We have a whole archived call where he was recorded basically stating that, yes, Dupe lied about his age. And now he's coming out on Twitter to now change up his entire story to now state that I wanted to meet up with a 12-year-old. Really? Really? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? I mean, there are so many screenshots in this document that I have, which has got everything piled, where I systematically had asked Dupe, okay, when you're comfortable, I want to see if you have any selfies so I can know a little bit more of what you look like. Under no circumstances did I ever believe that Dupe was 12 to 13, and in no circumstances as well did I ever solicit Dupe for any illicit images. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All right, let me just get these on the stream.
So, okay, the person spamming, I'm not friends with Miami, and the other person addressing, I'm not friends with Miami. I systematically called out Miami for predatory actions, and there is a police report actually being made against Miami, who's part of the UTTP, and it's really funny. I'm going to drop a bombshell right now. The guy whose name is the opposite of offender, he is an FBI informant who has been making FBI reports against high-ranking UTTP members. Under no circumstances ever was I under any belief that that person was an open DDR blood. The person who, I'm going to repeat it again, the person who everyone is claiming that I'm friends with the UTTP, it is based on a lie. They made FBI reports. So You can get it and shove it up where the sun don't You look stupid for using this point against me. You look like you have no idea what you're talking about. And regarding Nafrix, I have an entire clause in my Homotopia document where I go over strategically, step by step, how she gaslit, manipulated me and many other people who were also victims of her, and how I systematically believe that she was not a predator up until the end stages of 2024. I did my investigation all the way to the end stages of 2024. And then I properly cut them off after 2024, which is when they started their blackmail harassment techniques with their friend, who also, Mr. R, can't say his name, always he'll sue me, Mr. R, and started doing things.
Should I leak his name?
No, I prefer not to get sued. But, these guys don't scare me. You're also the people who are spreading these lies are just spreading lies. They shouldn't get attention, shouldn't get notoriety. They're not famous. Don't make them famous. This doesn't, of course, detract away from the fact that I messed up big time. Big time. This is a massive, massive egregious mistake coming from someone who has a platform like I have where I call out like objectively bad people. This makes me look like a hypocrite. When you strip back the layers, it's not as malicious as people are trying to frame it as under any circumstances. And the idea that there was a power dynamic in play, unless you retroactively reframe it, dupe confirms that I had never used my power to push them to do anything. I was a Roblox YouTuber, and he was not a fan of my content. We did not meet from my platform. My platform was not a decisive factor in anything that transpired, and I never, under any circumstances, used my SH or vented to manipulate anyone. Everything in those vent posts was a complete legitimate self-admission that my life was terrible, and Dupe knew that my platform meant nothing, because he openly had stated numerous times before that I had no respect for many people because I was very controversial. That completely dismantles any argument that there was any fully-fledged power dynamic in play here that could possibly add on to the fact that this was grumming. Even the person who made a video calling me out recently, which I'm going to respond to his points, even stated that it wouldn't be grumming unless I knew the age. And this is the thing. This document tries really, 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 really hard to push into play that I'm a grummer. But they show in 2022 situations and screenshots and then merge them together. They merge two situations regarding 2022 together to make it look like one situation. And then they claim that I debunked it, but they show no source of this at all. And then only included this in a document to add credence to the dupe allegations. So, very funny. And now we're going to start showing proof again. So, let me go to the addressing 2022 allegations. So, they show, and I'm going to show it right now.
Is this the Kirby stuff?
No, this isn't the Kirby stuff. This is Shanti. So, Shanti was someone who was 13 turning 14. And they had basically... Oh, yeah, and I want you to see the screenshot that Guam was about to show on stream.
On screen.
The screenshot of me with the Joker profile picture with DMs I sent to Burger, that had absolutely nothing to do with the Shanti situation. It was the bottom right-hand corner of all those images. It's the square one with the Joker profile picture, the green one. That had nothing to do with the Shanti situation. It was meticulously added to these screenshots to give credence that I was openly ERPing with someone who I knew to be that age, being significantly younger than me. That was not the case. I did not know that Shanti was 13 turning 14 when I was... I think 16 at the time. It was a less than 3 year age gap, which wouldn't even be considered a Diddy dynamic regardless, because that would have to be 5+ years, or in a court of public opinion, I'd argue 4 years or more. But that's just not the case. And they claim that I debunked the allegations, but they don't show any sources in order to basically manipulate the viewer into systematically believing that these allegations still hold weight and credence, so they can use this to pile onto the dupe situation. So here I'm going to show an example, and this also adds on to the dupe situation as well. A lot of the reason why relationships went to poop was because I have been catfished so egregiously bad in this situation that it still had followed me a whole 3 years later. Burger was 2 months older than me, and they were I was 17 while they were 16. They had systematically taken messages of mine completely out of context and made it look like I was a groomer, I was a Diddy, sorry, grammar, Diddy, our blood, all of that stuff. And people on Twitter kept using these screenshots again. Under all these circumstances, it was unbelievable. People were trying to call me a grommer for this situation because, quite literally, I was 2 months younger. Now, I see users claiming that Shanti said they were 13. Fair play. However, I did not see that message. I, under no circumstances, even knew who this person was. And Shanti even confirms this himself. There is a whole part of this document that I'm going to start showing now. Give me a minute. So Shanti, randomly, in my server, started making very degenerate comments in which it was like them stating some weird furry stuff to begin with, and then I was in VC. I'll show you, you can read it actually. I have a whole document on it. But eventually they started making really gross comments. Under no circumstances did I ever reciprocate, actually shut it down. And people started claiming that, okay, there was one comment I made where it's like, not his Sean, save it for DMs as a joke, obviously, because there was a lot of jokes being made at Fave at the time. And this is all completely debunked in an old document that I made that is not, under any circumstances, shown. Guamgo, please show these so people can see. I did not message this person in DMs. I did not send a single example of a sexual message to them. Sorry, S3 actual message. I did not know their age. Even Shanti confirms this. There's a lot of screenshots which are going to be shown on screen right now. The document's being worked on continuously, actually. More and more is getting literally added every day. But even Frev spoke to Shanti, and Shanti confirms there was absolutely nothing between us. So it was a complete nothing situation. Of course, I could have done more to, you know, ban the person, obviously, who was making these comments. I take credit, should have done something there, and I do something now. When someone makes a weird comment in general, warn them, ban them, gone. So obviously I've shown change in time. But for him to meticulously take away these screenshots, by the way, show every single one by one. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The guy knew that these both these situations were completely different. He intertwined them and then added them on to add credence onto the dupe situation. So now, when basically he says, oh, Paolo actually has a history of doing this now. Well, no, I don't. Very simple as that. No, I do not. Again, here, I break down how the age gap was less than 3 years as well. Not that anyone should care regardless, because I've already proved. And Shanti already confirmed that I didn't know who they were, but this is, of course, proof that both those allegations are systematically untrue. And they try and claim here, I'm fairly certain that Paolo claims to have debunked these allegations, though. So the original creator of this document desecrates his own credibility by including screenshots that he claims to have been debunked in a document where he claims there's undebunked allegations. Why would you do that? Why would you include screenshots that you claim to be false information? Why would you do that? Well, it's so he can tread the thin line of basically directly inferring that I'm a predator without directly stating it himself. So when it's brought up to him, he can feign the idea, well, I didn't explicitly say he was, so you're just lying. Well, a leaked group chat of the original owner of this document shows that he was desperately trying to hit that into home with those front pages. So when you see all these cave troll Neanderthals from Twitter say that this is the end of Paolo, Paolo's a predator, they have looked at the first 5 pages of this document, have not consulted me about my side under any circumstances, haven't even read the underlined thing which literally states that Paolo's debunked this, and they have immediately gone to calling me a predator. And as well, they do not do their own due diligence and research, and they have not, under any circumstance, watched my video on the dupe situation, where I had literally proved the dupe lied about his age. These are not cases of Diddy our blood behavior, or bombing or anything like that. And you can use ChatGPT as much as you want to try and reframe the situation, because you can get AI to basically hyperanalyze anything. You can make a statement saying, I think it's all right to personally identify predators. And you could get AI to make that sound or expose the person who made that and make them sound really bad, or you can make them seem really good. It all depends on the prompt you want the AI to do with that. And that's why AI is very dangerous and very unreliable, especially when it comes to laws as well. For example, there's been many times when I've done research and other people, and we search up laws online, or we sometimes use ChatGPT, and ChatGPT just screws up everything because it's still really bad at researching.
I'm gonna just say something here. So like a couple of months ago, there was this like group of creators that were accusing me of using ChatGPT for laws. It was Bonky Doge and like a bunch of other Thailand YouTubers, specifically Bonky Doge. I remember that for sure. So I stated this before in a video, and I'll say it again in this live stream. ChatGPT, no matter what law, you could bring up, for example, someone robbing a bank and what laws they would violate. ChatGPT will find a goddamn way to put in CP laws into that. That is AI for that record. It always brings in stupid laws that have nothing to do with the situation.
It's actually like, it makes me want to, like, you will personally tell it, this has nothing to do with cheese pizza laws, can you stop bringing this up? And it will keep bringing it up regardless. It is completely unreliable, and it basically just spreads misinformation a lot. So, anyone in chat who needs any questions, I will right now understand the situation. Or does anyone?
Carl, your microphone's cutting out like every other word.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Right now it's better.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to have to hold it really close to my face. If anyone has any questions in regards to who Dupe is or what, like, to understand the situation more, I will answer them in chat right now. Please answer actual serious, like, topics and stuff. Please do not, make jokes about this. Dupe is someone, again, okay, let me repeat it. Dupe is someone who lied about their age numerous times, claimed to have worked in Audi as a night job, claimed to have been going to college when they were turning 18. This was someone who lied about being 16 10 times, lied about being 17 20 times. This is someone who also lied to many of their friends and close colleagues and associates about their age. And I had a relationship with from the 7th of, I believe it was, 7th of July. And it eventually until October-ish, and then they revealed that they were actually 12 turning 13 in March 2025, and that is where I cut them off until I regained contact with them just to have a conversation. Well, not a conversation. We were very angry about how they were essentially spreading obfuscated context allegations against me on the Pyrocynical subreddit after Pyrocynical had specifically been known for predatory behavior. So that is who Dupe is. This was, I made a video on it called The Truth. It has 400,000 views. I'm surprised how most people don't know about the Dupe situation. I originally contacted Dupe Finance in late 2023, which was around September. Dupe did it, I'm not sure, he stated he was, like, impulsively acting when he did that, and he apologized, because I had directly was telling Dupe a lot about what Pyro was doing and my investigation into what Pyro was doing. And I've noticed as well, in the exposed video on me, they show a screenshot of me stating that Pyro was 20 when he was ERPing and sending NSFW to a 16-year-old. And the context behind that was that I was calling out creators who did thing to me. No, Pyrocynical knew that Ivory was 16 and continued regardless. This situation is completely different. I've seen also people in the comment section, and they even promoted that video in Pyrocynical's subreddit on a burner account. So that was definitely disgusting. So do you have anything to say, Guam?
Nothing much. Just check DMs.
I've seen your DMs. That's why I want you to add anything. Status of the Pyro video. Pyro video is coming out relatively soon. Join my Discord. I give updates about that. There is an intro which is being worked on as well. Cormanx has done the first hour of the video. Two editors are working on crunching down the other half of the video as well. I'm going to be making a video on Nafrix pretty soon and a response video to all the misinformation that has been spread. Again, Dupe got added with me into a group chat. That's how we first started.
You just cut out again? I have no idea.
Pat, my mic's got something on it. Stupid Mike, I'm about to piss Mike. Okay.
Yeah, careful.
I would love a new mic, guys. Who would love a new mic? Because this mic can burn in the pits of hell. Anyway, so yeah, the point is, there's a lot of misinformation being spread that I want to counter. The Homotopia situation as well has been brought up again, despite me already taking succinct accountability for the entire situation in the 100-page document that people don't read. The reason why it's 100 pages as well is because there's so much information to actually address. And I love how people sidestep the Nafrix situation as well, or how I, of course... Dude, can we get one in chat for this? I hate this mic. I hate... Put one in chat if my mic sucks.
Guys, everyone spam one.
This mic is terrible.
Spam one, guys. Just keep on spamming one.
Is my mic really that bad? Go. You're listening to the stream. Mic really?
I'm listening and like hearing your voice simultaneously, so I can't really say for sure, but it does sound a little bad. Okay. I mean, are you done? Because I'd like to get a few words out about.
I mean, you go. You talk about what you.
All right. So after I posted, okay, I'm not sure how many people in this. Sorry, this is an animal farm. Maybe.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know, man. This is an animal farm. So after I posted my video about the documentary stuff, which was about 2 days ago, if you haven't seen that video yet, go check it out now. I received a community guidelines violation less than 6 hours later, meaning that Ducky or his friends, one of the two, are mass reporting my videos in effort to silence me.
Well, let's hope they keep doing it then. Am I right, guys? One in chat if they hope they keep doing it.
Parlo,
W Ducky's in chat. W Ducky's in chat.
Parlo, I could bring up some stuff that you shared about our friend here.
Ducky, oh, shut up. Continue.
All right, guys. Like I was saying, Ducky is a Roblox commentary YouTuber who does not know what the fuck he's talking about.
Language! What is wrong with you? Stop swearing!
Oh, sorry, guys. Ducky is a moron who doesn't know what he's talking about. Half of the things he says in his videos are completely inaccurate. Specifically, his latest video, the response video to my video, was full of so much poop.
That's right.
Poop was filled with so much poop that I don't even think he knew what he was talking about. Because the first part of his video said one thing, and then what he said later on in that same video contradicted what he originally said. So I don't think he understands what he's talking about. Okay, a more serious Someone's gonna get
their DMs leaked,
allegedly. Anyways, I'm just gonna silently mute Parlo for a moment. You're not gonna have a voice anymore for a few minutes. I'll be making another video on the Ducky situation. I'll be, first of all, completely shitting on his response video, which was very bad. And secondly, I'll be bringing that whole community guidelines violation thing to light, because I think it's... Sorry, the stream didn't hear you. I heard you, though, still. But the whole community guidelines violation thing is so stupid. It was a video from 2 weeks ago, or maybe even 3 weeks ago, that wasn't supposed to be impacted at all. It was directly linked to the Ducky video. So I guess Ducky just saw and was like, oh, I'm going to silence this very important video just to get revenge for you calling me out. Larry, it's a very long story. I'll be making a separate video on it. This is just, I'm just bringing that stuff up here in this video. If I get three more, my channel might be deleted. Thank you, Dougie. L Ducky in chat. All right, Parle, you're unmuted. I'll give you a voice again.
So in regards to everything, I'm going to be making one video basically going over how Nafrix had done like actually disgusting things to me, because many people don't know about the situation and I don't blame them for that. So I'll be making a video about that. The Pyrocynical video will be 1 hour 50 minutes long, and don't worry guys, because I'm getting as annoyed as you are with my editors who are taking so long with this. Guys, make sure to spam W Ducky if you're hyped for my Pyrocynical video. And
all right, your voice is now taken away. Everyone spam L Ducky in chat if you're hyped for Parlo's video. Because by the way, I'm gonna say something here, and you know, I guess it's time I could say it here because it is related to the Pyrocynical video. Ducky was originally supposed to be editing it, but then he said he's not gonna be editing it because he was going to quote unquote quit. Allegedly. Everything I just said was all alleged. I don't know if it's true. It's just something I've heard from spies, global leaders.
The whole chat is being so rude to Ducky, guys.
Presidential leaders. I actually spoke to Donald Trump.
I didn't appreciate how Ducky was saying that he would edit, and then he immediately laughed and said, no, I'm actually quitting. And then he came back to YouTube and didn't tell me about coming back to YouTube. So, like, I don't understand how he was quitting. I think he just wanted to not do the video. And then again, he's doing the same stuff. So, like, now Amos has to, like, edit. It's like, okay, here's what it is. But, yes, I'm working with the victims of Nafrix as well. I have been working with them for ages on really finding everything against Nafrix to ensure that she is called out for good. I can rectify my past actions in ever trusting her, and she can just be left to just fester and spurg to a nothing audience on Twitter who don't care about what she's done, because she's evil. She is evil. It is evil. It is an evil creature. It is an evil creature. So, is that everything we've said?
I mean, I got out what I wanted to say for now.
You got your little temper tantrum out on Ducky?
Not even close.
Don't worry, I hear a lot of it.
I think another video would be necessary. Another five videos would be necessary. Allegedly, of course.
And of course, giving like those who also need help a voice is really nice.
I've actually been notified. This is kind of unrelated to the stuff that I called Ducky out for, or partially at least. I don't know if it's true necessarily. It's just something I saw at like 3 in the morning before I fell asleep. Apparently, Ducky's been falsely claiming that the community managers or even the owners possibly of Blade Ball did something bad. I'm not entirely sure if they were thanking me. Blade Ball was a pretty big game back when he was making videos. I'm not entirely sure what's going on, so I'm not going to like make a comment on it. But I wouldn't be surprised if Ducky has more victims.
Oh, not that saying. Oh, I wouldn't be. How about Dennis? Dennis Dayler.
Oh, dude. Speaking of Dennis, I was speaking to some YouTubers. I didn't call this out in the other video, and thank you for reminding me. I didn't call this out in the video because I didn't necessarily have too much evidence of this. But a lot of big YouTubers have gone forward, and they did testify that they saw a Ducky video. Well, first we there's the Flamingo video, but I'll talk about that in a second. Ducky called Dennis a R-word for quote-unquote abandoning his audience to make a Roblox game. Not sure what the logic is for calling him the bad, very bad word, very bad word.
Very bad word, very bad word. Like it very
bad word.
Very bad word.
But I think it's more important the Flamingo thing that he said. He made a very, 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 very bad comment about Creekcraft's grandmother. I think this was in a video from last year. He took down all copies of it. I was going to originally make a video on it. I mean, I don't know. Should
we explain? Are you going to give any context?
Oh,
his grandma died of dementia.
Right. Okay. Well, I thought you were making like a sarcastic comment because I don't know. Whatever.
I would never make that about death. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, right. He probably would never do anything like that, guys. And I'm going to defend him, obviously, if anything, accusations like that.
Okay, he's casting stones from his house.
Right. So Creecraft's grandmother died last year from dementia. And Ducky left a very weird comment. I don't exactly remember what the comment was. I remember talking about this to some YouTubers a couple of months ago. I was originally going to call it out, but I didn't want to start drama back then. Plus, back then, I didn't really have too much of a reason to start drama with him. I did find the comment pretty weird. A lot of other YouTubers found the comment really weird. But we kind of just like let it slide back then. But now, since Ducky's being called out, just figured might as well let everything out. But he ended up taking down a lot of videos. Actually, recently, after my video calling him out,
explain like how big YouTubers knew about the dupe situation.
I mean, I kind of pointed that out in my video, but sure. Ducky was the person who originally spread the whole dupe bullshit in private. So he did make one thing that actually did deserve correction. Green Lego Cats wasn't notified by Ducky. Someone notified Green Lego Cats. But I'm pretty sure I heard something that Ducky was behind it being spread. It is actually confirmed that Ducky was the one spreading all this. He did confirm that he was spreading this to Schlepp privately behind the scenes, trying to get Parlo very hated, very disliked. But it ended up failing because Schlepp actually just found the whole situation to be complete bullshit. But
well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. YouTubers found it BS, but They found it. They did find it like really like extreme. Listen, there's a word.
They
beginning
found
with
it R, weird, but they
no, 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 there's a word beginning with R, and that word has been thrown a lot towards me, and I understand it. I don't even deny it, but it wasn't a case of like them actually thinking that I was bad.
Well, let me reclarify myself. They were claiming like that Parlo wouldn't be like defined as a PDF or the other word that we would like to define Kim Geisa possibly allegedly as, or Bonky Doge.
Well, because they got away with their situations.
Partially thanks to the document, allegedly. But yeah, Ducky was originally behind those bullshit allegations spreading in the BS, very bad word, very bad. I don't think YouTube really cares about bullshit, just gonna be honest with you. But it's there's a lot happening that will be clarified in my next video. The Parlo situation, Parlo will be making a video on that, then I'll probably, most likely release my own video talking about the situation.
He will be, guys, don't worry, he will be doing it.
He's holding me at gunpoint. But then I will be releasing a Ducky video, most likely tomorrow, then I have some other videos coming out. Then the Parlo video will be releasing, but there's a lot happening behind the scenes, especially with like some of the situations that I've been hearing around. Holy shit, I can't speak right now. About some of the situations that I've been hearing about. Anyways, but lots of videos will be made very soon. Parlo, you have anything else to say?
Does anyone else have any other questions regarding the dupe situation that you need answered? In chat, does anyone know about the dupe situation? Because again, oh yeah, Maple, go to my Discord. Actually, Maple, give me your Discord thing. I need you to attest for the dupe video. It's important.
I could probably make a group chat for you if you want.
Yes. So Maple, give your thing to Guamgo or me and then comment dupe. Okay. So what about, so someone's asking about the video. I'm going to address it and debunk a lot of points and misinformation and take accountability where necessary as well. The person who even made the video did not directly or openly state that I was a PDF or Grom. So it's not those allegations, but they are serious allegations regardless, and they do need to be addressed. I've already addressed them, but I'm going to address them once again. So is Maple, are you going to give... Is Maple in your server to get in a group chat?
Yeah.
Is she in there?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's probably it then.
All right.
Video will be out soon.
Here, I'll make a group chat right now. Actually, there you go.
Also, Pyrocynical is guilty, and video will be out soon. Also, under no circumstances did I ever defend Nafrix.
P3 to feel like actions as well.
By the way, I just want to end off the stream on one thing. Defender from the UTTP was an FBI informant. Parlo is missing.
Tux color.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, subscribe. Make sure to join the Discord server, which is currently pinned in the live stream chat. Yeah, that's about it. I'll see you guys either in the next video or the next live stream. I don't think I'll be doing a stream anytime soon. Or I don't know. Maybe I will.
All right, let's end the stream now. Goodbye.
See you guys later. Before I end, I did hear about the condo game that was found in the hatch. I think that's pretty insane. I think Green Logo Cats is a very good YouTuber. I think you guys should go watch.
Yeah, no, he's systematically really talked about the situation.
About 10 videos. I think it's very good that he talked about it.
Roblox bad.
Roblox is bad. David Bazooki is a very bad person. Goodbye.